Hi, everybody. I'm Len Wells. It's time now for the news from the Mark Densmore Country Financial News Desk. Mark Densmore is located in Wayne City. The Tennessee Criminal Court of Appeals has rejected Bruce D. Mendenhall's latest appeal of his 2007 first-degree murder conviction in the slaying of Sarah Nicole Hulbert of Nashville, Tennessee. The court's rejection clears the path for the former Albion over-the-road truck driver to stand trial in Wilson County, Tennessee, for the 2007 slaying of Samantha Winters of Lebanon, Tennessee. Mendenhall's trial in the Winters case was put on hold until the latest appeal in the Hulbert case was resolved. In 2010, Mendenhall, now 65, was convicted of the Hulbert homicide. His conviction was affirmed on direct appeal, and his application to appeal was denied. Subsequently, Mendenhall filed a petition for habeas corpus relief, which the court treated as a petition for post-conviction relief, alleging that he had ineffective legal counsel. In his motion for post-conviction relief, Mendenhall alleged that his defense team could have shown evidence of seven possible suspects that could have been involved in the killing. Mendenhall said that he had sent the list to his children, but did not have a copy for the court at an evidentiary hearing. Court also noted that Mendenhall failed to give a copy of the purported suspect list to his defense lawyer. Mendenhall also wanted more DNA testing done, apparently on additional samples taken from the murder victim's body, but stated he had no idea whether this had been done. During trial, expert testimony was given that showed the DNA samples taken from the victim could not be matched to any person in the DNA database. The appellate court stated, quote, "We conclude that the petitioner failed to show that counsel was ineffective or that the petitioner was prejudiced thereby." Meanwhile, Mendenhall is serving a life sentence in the Riverbend Maximum Security Prison near Nashville, Tennessee, for the Sarah Hulbert slaying, and another 30 years for trying to hire a fellow inmate to kill three witnesses scheduled to testify against him. At the present, Mendenhall has been formally charged in connection with the slaying of three other women. After the Samantha Winters trial, he's expected to stand trial in Indianapolis for the shooting death of 31-year-old Karma Purpura of Indiana. After the Indianapolis trial, he's expected to stand trial in Alabama for the slaying of Lucille Gretna Carter, age 44, of Birmingham, Alabama. Authorities also confirmed that Mendenhall is still a suspect in at least two other deaths, including one in Lake Station, Indiana. More news after this.
Country Roads Realty has a unique brick ranch home at 2 Dickey Street in Fairfield, approximately 3,000 square foot with a fully finished 3,000 square foot basement, 4 to 5 bedrooms, 3 baths, 3 car attached garage plus carport, $240,000. Check out the remodeled 3-bedroom, 2-bath home at 501 West Center Street. Nice corner lot and detached garage, now $84,900. Call me, Jessica McClary, or Terry Weedman at Country Roads Realty, 842-7653. Or log on to countryroadsrealty.net. Equal housing opportunity.
I'm an independent insurance agent. I don't work for any single insurance company. I work for you, the policyholder. I utilize various well-regarded companies, like the State Auto Insurance Companies, to do the best possible job on your behalf. My objective is to deliver full value in terms of quality coverage and service for the premiums received. I feel there's more to selling or buying insurance than price alone. I believe in delivering personalized, professional service for a charge that's fair and reasonable. And above all, I try to be a good insurance agent, for as the saying goes, your best insurance policy is a good agent. Because insurance is a must, call on someone you can trust.
Because insurance is a must. Call on someone you can trust, State Auto, a friend you can depend on.
For the services of a good insurance agent, call us at CSI Insurance, 108 West Main, Fairfield, at 842-2193.
Dozens of students were reported absent due to illness Wednesday at Fairfield Community High School. Health officials confirm an increase in cases of flu-like illness across Illinois. Illinois Department of Public Health officials say it's not too late to get a flu shot, as the flu season typically extends through March. The very young and the very elderly are hit especially hard by influenza. Unfortunately, the flu is caused by a virus and does not respond to antibiotics. Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner on Wednesday rejected the idea of extending the state sales tax to food and medicine as part of a Senate plan to help balance the budget and end the nearly 2-year stalemate over enacting a state budget. In his third budget address, Rauner also said it was unfair for lawmakers to consider a permanent increase in the state income tax without also making a freeze on property taxes permanent. Rauner spent part of the budget speech addressing components of the grand bargain being negotiated in the Senate between Senate President John Cullerton and Senate Republican leader Christine Redonio. First and foremost, the governor said, the final result must be a good deal for the taxpayers and job creators, a grand bargain that truly balances the budget once and for all and really moves the needle when it comes to job creation. Rauner added that he supports the idea contained in the bargain to begin taxing some services, such as laundry and repair services, as other states like Wisconsin already do. However, he said that it should not include raising the sales tax on food and medicine, as is currently in the plan. He also opposed the idea of taxing retirement income, an idea that is not in the Senate proposal, but which was suggested by the Civic Federation as a way to raise additional revenue. Individuals wishing to obtain a commercial drone license can prepare for the Federal Aviation Administration's required testing by enrolling in a class at Olney Central College. UAS 1201 Unmanned Aerial Systems 1 will meet from 6 to 9 p.m. on Mondays, March 13th through May the 8th, with longtime aviator Tom Baker of Noble serving as the instructor. In August of last year, new regulations took effect requiring all commercial small unmanned aircraft systems or drone operators to be licensed with the FAA. The rules also established standards of operation. Olney Central College's new course, the first of its kind in this area, will address vital information for commercial drone users such as regulations and rules of operation, airspace use, pre-flight operations, and inspections and weight and balance configurations. Baker hopes to have a drone available for hands-on demonstrations. While a commercial license is not required for hobbyists and recreational users, Baker says the class provides information which will be of interest and worthwhile for all as well. For more information, contact Olney Central College for more information. More news after this.
You'll find sweet deals at Eubinger's Furniture Company's anniversary sale. You will love the choice of either interest-free financing for up to 3 years or choose a piece of candy for an additional discount of up to 50% off your total purchase. That's sweet. You'll find furniture at Eubinger's from all the top-name brands with special prices for this sale. And delivery's free, too. See store for details. Hurry in before the bargains of up to 50% off or up to 3 years free financing are gone at the sweet deal anniversary sale only at Eubinger's Furniture Company, where the deals are worth the drive. Highway 50 East, Flora.
Get your hands on this Valentine's Day deal. Sign up for Wabash TV and get your first month free when you sign a 2-year agreement. With Wabash TV, you can enjoy all of your favorite channels, plus your local channels, HD channels, digital video recorder, premium channels, and more. Call 665-3311 now for your free month. Service availability will depend on location. All prices subject to change. Contact us for complete details.
Congressman John Shimkus has announced office hours later this month in Fairfield and Grayville on Monday, February 27th. A member of Shimkus' staff will be in Grayville from 9 to 10:30 at City Hall on South Core Street and in Fairfield from 11:30 to 1 at the City Hall. These office hours allow you to meet face-to-face with a member of Shimkus' staff instead of over the telephone or having to drive to his headquarters in Harrisburg. More information on services offered by the congressman's office also available at his website, shimkus.house.gov. Frontier Community College's Bobcat baseball team will be holding a pork burger sale this Friday, the 17th. Proceeds from the sale will benefit the Bobcats baseball team for equipment and other team needs. Pork burgers and pork chops will be available for sale beginning at 10:30 in the morning, and that'll continue until everything is sold out. The sale will take place in the parking lot of Priceless Foods. The public is invited to ARFS, that's Animals Requesting Friends, fourth annual Mardi Paws Trivia Contest coming up Saturday, March the 4th at the Fairfield Elks Lodge. Yappy Hour with gumbo, red beans and rice, shrimp, remoulade, King Kate, bread pudding, and Pat O'Brien's Hurricanes will begin at 6 p.m., the contest at 7. WFIW's Radio's own Bruce Dickey will be the contest moderator. Entry fee for the trivia teams of up to 8 is $100. Non-team members are welcome to enjoy soup, sandwiches, dessert, silent auction, prizes, and beads for a donation to ARF. $400 will be awarded to Top Dog, $100 for second place. Plus, prizes will be given for last place, best table decor, and finding the king cake babies. ARF will also offer mulligans and a large selection of Mardi Gras beads, ARF shirts and hats for sale, a 50-50 drawing, and a large silent auction. ARF's trivia contest entry forms and rules can be printed out at arfcares.org. You must be at least 21 to enter. to enter a team or even a ghost team or sponsor ARF's second largest fundraising event of the year, sign up at the door or visit arfcares.org. ARF is an all-volunteer, not-for-profit, 501c3 animal welfare organization, and 100% of ARF's Mardi Paws proceeds will help provide cat and dog spay-neuter discount coupons and dog houses to low-income dog and cat guardians and free roaming cat caregivers in Wayne County. Donations, of course, are tax-deductible. Time now to check the latest price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson. He's your country financial representative in West Salem. No change on the price of crude oil. Local refineries today are still paying $46 even for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. In local and area deaths, 88-year-old Albion resident Kenneth D. Smith died at 9:48 Tuesday morning in Evansville, Indiana. He'd operated a dry cleaning service for over 50 years, was a member of the First United Methodist Church of Albion, the Albion Moose Lodge, was a member and former president of the Albion Rotary Club. He was attending for 42 years with 32 years of perfect attendance, was the recipient of the local club's first Paul Harris Fellowship, and had served as a past park board president, was very active in civic affairs, and was an avid Cubs fan. Survivors include his wife Betty Smith of Albion, a son Sammy and wife Sheila Smith of Albion, a daughter Tama Jo Smith of Albion, a sister Marjorie Chitwood of Albion, 6 grandchildren, 15 great-grandchildren, and 1 great-great-grandchild. Funeral services for Kenneth D. Smith will be 2 p.m. Sunday at Nagel's Funeral Home in Albion with burial in Graceland Cemetery. Visitation will be 5 to 7 Saturday evening at Nails Funeral Home in Albion. Memorials may be made to the Shriners Children's Hospital or the donor's choice and will be accepted at Nails Funeral Home in Albion. Mary E. Breeden, 85, of Broughton, died Tuesday at El Dorado Rehab and Healthcare, a retired farmer. She's survived by a son, David, and wife Teresa Breeden of Bloomington, Minnesota, and 3 grandchildren, Audrey Breeden of St. Louis, Missouri, and Jessica and Patrick Breeden, both of Broughton. Graveside services for Mary Breeden will be 10 o'clock Friday morning at the Oddfellow Cemetery in Norris City. Those attending the service are asked to meet at the cemetery. There will be no visitation. There will be a lunch immediately following the service at the United Methodist Church in Norris City for family and friends. The Golson Funeral Home of McLeansboro is in charge of all the arrangements for Mary E. Breeden. A visitation and funeral service for 87-year-old Carmi resident William Rodney Bill Collard has been set for this Saturday at the Cook Chapel in Carmi. Visitation for Bill Collard will be 11 o'clock Saturday morning until the time of service, 1 p.m. Burial with military honors will be in the Enfield Cemetery. The Cook Chapel of Carmi is in charge of all the arrangements. Funeral services for Vernon William Clodfelter, 100 of West Salem, have been set for 2 p.m. Today at the Zion United Methodist Church in West Salem. Visitation will be 1 o'clock this afternoon till the time of service, 2 p.m. at the Zion United Methodist Church in West Salem. Memorials may be made to the family or be given to the Zion United Methodist Church and will be accepted at the church or the Ingram Funeral Home of West Salem, which is in charge of all the arrangements. Funeral services for 60-year-old Fairfield resident Carl Eugene Easton have been set for 11 o'clock Thursday morning at Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Memorials may be made to the family. The Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home of Fairfield is in charge of the arrangements. A celebration of life service for 92-year-old former Wayne City resident Alice Fothery will be at 11 o'clock this Saturday morning at the Poplar Creek Community of Christ Church in Orchardville, where visitation will be 1 hour before the time of service. A luncheon and time of fellowship will follow the service. The Hosselton Funeral Home of Sisney is in charge of the arrangements. Memorials may be made to the charity of the donor's choice and will be accepted at the Hosselton Funeral Home in Sisney. A brief memorial service for Danny Van Ward, 61, of Carmi, will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday morning at the Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Carmi, followed by a private family burial at Big Prairie Cemetery and a family dinner at the Social House in Carmi. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to pets at risk in Carmi. The Stendebach Family Funeral Home of Carmi is in charge of the arrangements. And graveside services for Leona M. Thomason, 89 of Fairfield, will be 11 o'clock Friday morning at Maple Hill Cemetery. There will be no visitation. Those attending the service should go directly to the cemetery. Memorials may be made to SSM Hospice or the Fairfield Little League Baseball Association and will be accepted at Nagel's Funeral Home of Fairfield, which is in charge of all the arrangements. Well, if you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day.
As one of the board-certified mammography technologists at Fairfield Memorial Hospital, I am pleased to share about our upgrade to 3D mammography. The change to our new 3D images is astounding and has been proven to be life-saving for our patients already due to early detection.
The 3D images are clearer because of our new ability to peel back the image layer by layer to reveal any abnormalities that could be of concern. I'm thrilled with the state-of-the-art technology we have here at Fairfield Memorial Hospital, and I'm proud to be a part of an organization that consistently upgrades to bring the best to those we serve. I don't know why anyone would want to go elsewhere for health care when we have all we need right here. I'm Rhonda Grinnells, radiologic technologist at Fairfield Memorial Hospital, and I look forward to serving those who choose 3D mammography at Fairfield Memorial Hospital.
Here's a look at local sports on the schedule for tonight. High school girls basketball, the Class 1A sectional getting underway at Woodlawn, or concluding tonight at Woodlawn. Championship game at 7 o'clock, Gorville versus Christopher. Also, Class 2A sectional at Newton at 7 o'clock. It's Newton versus Tutopolis. And the Class 2A sectional at Johnston City at 7 o'clock tonight, Breeze Modern Day versus Nashville. High school wrestling state tournament. Class 1A, 2A, and 3A getting going today in Champaign. And in junior high volleyball tonight at 6 o'clock, Sisney plays at Jasper Jeff, and Fairfield is at Carmi. Take a look at national scores from last evening. In the NBA, it was Cleveland over Indiana, 113-104. San Antonio beat Orlando, 107-79. Boston knocked off Philadelphia, 116-108. It was Toronto over Charlotte, 90-85. It was Milwaukee beating Brooklyn, 129-125. Detroit knocked off Dallas, 98-91. New Orleans knocked off Memphis, 95-91. It was Miami over Houston, 117-109. Minnesota beat Denver, 112-99. Portland fell to Utah, 111-88. Phoenix just clobbered the Lakers, 137-101. Oklahoma City came back to beat the Knicks, 116-105. The Clippers beat Atlanta, 99-84. And Golden State knocked off Sacramento last night, 109-86. In the NHL, the Blues keep rolling. Big road trip completed last night, went 5-0 on the road trip. Shut out Detroit last night, 2-0. Columbus beat Toronto, 5-2. It was Calgary over Philadelphia, 3-1. And in overtime, Florida beat San Jose, 6-5. In NCAA basketball last night, MVC score, Wichita State over SIU, 87-68. Maryland beat Northwestern, 74-64. It was Minnesota over Indiana, 75-74. Arkansas knocked off South Carolina, 83-76. Cincinnati over South Florida, 68-54. North Carolina walloped NC State, 97-73. It was Seton Hall upsetting Creighton, 87-81. Butler crushed St. John's, 110-86. Duke over Virginia, 65-55. And SMU outscored Tulane, 80-75. Taking a look at the WFIW area weather for today. Sunny, high of 56 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, low around 39. Friday, sunny, high near 66 degrees. Saturday, a 30% chance of showers. Mostly cloudy, high near 61. Sunday, sunny, high near 68. President's Day Monday, partly sunny, high near 69 degrees. And then Tuesday, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy, high near 67. Yesterday's high in Fairfield, had a high of 47 degrees, a low of 32 yesterday. No precipitation in the bucket either yesterday or this morning. We have received 24 hundredths of an inch of precip on the month, 2 inches, 56 hundredths on the year. Our low temperature today has been 24 degrees and at 7:33. Current temperature in Fairfield, 27. For news that's online when you're online, please go to WFIWradio.com.
Are you hunting for the best deals around? The savings are in season on over 400 vehicles now at Car Corral Polaris. Ask Car Corral Carl about a new 30 horsepower 2016 Polaris Ranger ETX with independent suspension, fuel injection, and on-demand all-wheel drive for only $69.94.